Number five, modify. Just about any aspect of a product can be modified slightly to create a unique selling space. So it's not just a product. How can you alter the accepted way to display your product, the pictures you use, the accepted top benefits? How can you modify those by audience, the accepted audience, or an audience that you think might be appropriate? How can you modify the meaning, the name, the color of your product, the form your product takes, the shape of your product to be better, to be more useful, to increase functionality? If you're familiar with the niche you're selling in, what doesn't feel right? What should you do differently? Can you achieve the same function with a different form, or offer a different form as a variation or as an additional product that will complement your product that you have? Can the package be combined with the form, especially for things like toys or games, where the package is also part of the process of playing? Can you change the perspective? How would your mother look at this, your father? How about a liberal? How would they look at your product? What would they want in your product? A conservative, what would that person want in your product? How about your favorite movie star in the past or in the present? How would they look at your product and what would they want from your product? How about somebody from history? How about Ben Franklin or George Washington? How would they look at your product and what would they want? Next is other uses. What other uses? So a product gets some of its meaning from a certain context that it sits in. If you change the context, then you change the meaning and you create runway, new runway, for your product. So in what other ways can your product be used as is? Can you make it do more things? What would happen if it did less, or if it just did one thing, if it's a multifunction product? What's being wasted that you can put to use within your product? What extensions would be good for your product? Can you spin off something into a new product? And what other markets would your product fit into? Next, eliminate. Repeatedly trimming either ideas, objects or functions of your product or processes can lead to another use or another product altogether. So look at different functionality and ask, what would happen if I omit it? Should you divide anything, split it up? What's not necessary? What isn't a problem that your product addresses? What can you leave out or omit that isn't a problem? What can you subtract slightly? What can you delete altogether? How can you do more cheaply with the same value? What if you understate something within your product, a functionality or a look or a material or a feel? Can you separate the functionality into different parts and then determine the correctness of each one? Can you improve just one of those parts? What would you improve next? What after that? What rules around the selling of your product, the display of your product, or the functionality of your product everybody accepts, but that could be eliminated? Maybe how it's used, maybe how it's sold, or who uses it, or how it looks, or how it feels. Next, rearrange. There's one definition of creativity that says rearranging what we know in order to find out what we don't know is the essence of creativity. So in your listing, say, for example, how else can you arrange things to stand out? What can you do? What can you tweak in the pictures, in the ranking of benefit statements, in the keywords in the title? What would happen if you rearranged the functionality within your product by time, instead of A, B, C, do B, A, C? What if you interchange the components of your product? What if you changed the pattern or the layout of how your product is developed? What would happen if you changed the functional order or the sequence? Suppose you would transpose the cause and effect. Instead of having a cause and then the effect in terms of your functionality, do it the other way around. How about timing? Can you change the pace? Can you change the tempo? Can you change the schedule or the chronology of the functionality within your product? How it's systematized? And then finally, let's look at reverse. Look at opposites and see the things you normally miss. What would happen if you did the opposite of how everyone expects you to sell your product? Look at your product from the perspective of someone who wants to find fault with it. What would they say? Can you turn those negatives into positives? How can you reverse your assumptions about your product or about how it sells or about who would buy it? The roles of the people who use your product, the relationships between your product and others. How can you reverse the uses of your product, the functions within your product, or the ideas that created your product? Can you consider the product or its functionality backwards, from inside out, from the middle to the end, from the middle to the beginning? How can you put a surprise into your product?